The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
It came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, everyone to his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. The Gospel of the Lord.
In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. You please be seated. Good evening and Merry Christmas. It is a joy to see you tonight. One of the things that I love about being in this place is being able to draw a good crowd at times of great joy. It is fun. This is great for me. And yet, if as my wife can tell you, despite all apparent appearances, I am a hardcore introvert. And I have to confess to you that the best part, and it's no offense, it's not about you personally, but the best part of this night is going to be when you all go home. Nothing personal. It's just that Christmas, for me, the best times that I've ever remembered about Christmas were when all the work was done. All that hard stuff that leads up to getting us to where we are right now, to say, Welcome, Jesus. When all the gifts are wrapped, when all the choirs have sung, when the lights go low, and I can walk outside by myself and look at the stars and realize how small and helpless I am, and how in spite of all of that, God loves me and you more than I can possibly ask or imagine. In spite of my feelings of abject helplessness, in spite of this being one of the darkest nights of the year, I am struck and overcome in that moment after everybody has gone home, after the night truly is silent, by how much God loves me. And how much God loves you. This is a busy season. Can I see an honest show of hands? How many people arrived here exhausted? Yeah. I am exhausted. I spent most of the day doing last-minute scrambling, getting some papers ready for here, and getting stocking stuffers done, and getting a bunch of work done that just absolutely had to happen. It was so important that I can't even remember now what it was. And I got about half of it done. And yet, God loves me and God loves you more than I can possibly ask or imagine. It's on this darkest night of the year when I consider all of the things that we as a people have been through, and I look and I wonder sometimes if we're just kind of cockeyed optimists, if we really understand the seriousness of the prayers that we offer. And God reminds me of these words that Isaiah wrote to a people who had been oppressed, who had been in exile, who had wondered if God was there at all, who had wondered if they had lost the favor of God, who questioned if their story ever really mattered. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. They've seen a great light. Those who have lived in a land of deep darkness. And Isaiah was writing to a people who had lived, believe me, in a land of deep darkness. On them, light has shined. You've multiplied the nations. You've increased its glory. They rejoice before you as with the joy at the harvest, and the people exult when dividing plunder. If you live in this country or have been here for a while, you know this has been a tough year for a lot of people. This has been a tough year for a lot of us. And on this night, when we wonder what it's going to take, when we wonder if God really realizes, do you realize, God, how utterly helpless, how utterly powerless we are against the forces that seem to have control over our lives, on this night, God comes to us in this form of an utterly helpless child. I watched just this morning as I was having some coffee. I fired up the laptop. That's kind of my morning routine to check the news. And I'm on CNN loading up videos. And of course, I couldn't resist the one of the runaway shopping cart. Did anybody see this one? It's taken from the camera of a police car that was looking down a hill from a shopping center as someone's shopping cart with a baby in it got away. And this police car chased the shopping cart down the hill to a highway and threw the policeman drove his car right out into the middle of the highway to stop and rush out and grab the shopping cart and grab the child who had been sent there so helplessly. And it seems amazing that this could happen. And thankfully, no one was hurt in this, neither the policeman nor the baby. But this is the utter helplessness with which God comes to us and says, no matter how dark it seems to you, I'm coming to be with you in that helplessness. I'm coming to be with you in that smallness. And I'm coming to lift it up into the glory that you can't even imagine, into the very heart of God. Now, what is that to you and me? I'm going to go out on a limb here and say there are a lot of people who come to church around this time of year who aren't normally here. Now, God forbid that's anyone here, I know. But one of the things that makes it hard, I think, to become part of a Christian community is that a friend of mine once said that it feels sometimes like trying to get on a train that's already in motion. It feels like trying to hop onto a boxcar, that there's something going on and it's big and it's complicated and it's hypocritical and it's enormous, and I don't even know where to get on and I'm not entirely sure I want to. But one of the great gifts that God gives us by entering into our story is the realization that those of us who from time to time feel completely disconnected from our world, that we have a story. That we have a story. That we are part of a grand story that involves spectacular successes and painful failures. As my friend and colleague Troy was preaching just yesterday, we are called to be part of that story, and it's not going to be easy. It's going to make serious demands of our time, of our values, of our energy, of our hopes, and we're going to get hurt in the process. And what Jesus promises us in coming into the world in this way is that no matter what, no matter what the pain that we're called to endure, no matter the triumphs that we think belong to us and that will always last, God, Emmanuel, God with us, will be with you and me even to the end of the age. You are here today at page one of the story. It starts again all over. And God invites you into that spectacular and huge life that's going to involve unimaginable darkness, unimaginable grief, and that God will never call you or me to go any place God has not gone before. And God will not leave us ever. God is with us through all of it, even to the end of the age. His authority will grow continually. And there will be endless peace for the throne of David and for you and me, his kingdom. He'll establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time onward and forevermore. Thanks be to God. Amen.